Brothers and sisters in Islam, عدد آيات المصحف, the number of verses in the Quran, 6,236 verses. 6,236 verses. Only 80 verses out of the 6,236 verses speak about the penal system in Islam. The hudud, the cutting of the hand, if someone steals, the adulterer, and so forth. Only 80 verses. So when America hears the word Sharia, or the West hears the word Sharia, they look only at 80 verses out of 6,236 verses. And this is the problem. The word was introduced by them. That is why when the word Sharia is mentioned, it raises a lot of flags. It causes a lot of hysteria, to the extent that it led one of their leading politicians to say that let's give every Muslim. You see, Donald Trump said, I'm going to ban Muslims from coming into America. That's one step. No. Newt Gingrich wants actually to expel Muslims from America. When he made that statement that we should test Muslims in the subject of Sharia, he did not even specify the penal code of Sharia, the criminal punishment in Sharia, al-hudud yani, al-jinat, no, in Sharia. And if they believe in it, that means they have to be exported. And this is the issue, brothers and sisters in Islam, education. We got to educate America about the word Sharia. The word Sharia equals Islam. Beliefs, good character, three rituals, worship, 4 transactions, dealings, 5 is the 80 verses, penal code. Like any other law, like any other system. In America, if you disobey the Constitution of the United States of America, there are consequences. Likewise, if you disobey the law of Islam, there are consequences. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is our second khutbah talking about this subject. And if you recall, in the previous khutbah, we defined the word Sharia to be the path to water. This is how they actually define it in the classical books. مورد الماء. Now, what is the relationship between water and Sharia? You know, when we talk about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally we address 4 subjects. Number 1, the belief that Allah exists. 2, you believe that Allah is the Lord, His rububiyyah, the creator, the sustainer, the provider. 3, you believe that Allah has names and attributes that no one else dare can have them. No one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His divine essence, once it comes to His names, once it comes to His attributes. 4, consequently, if Allah is the Lord, the creator, the sustainer, the provider, no one is like Him. Yani, if you're smart, worship Him, al-uluhiyyah. So those are the 4. You see, when you talk about establishing evidence that Allah exists, I mentioned for you to address the subject of the belief in Allah, there are four elements. The belief that Allah exists, that's number one. Now, to talk to somebody about the existence of Allah, he would normally ask you for an evidence. What is the evidence that Allah exists? Now you cannot use the, if someone tells you, someone already denies the existence of Allah, he's an atheist. Now, can you use text from the Quran and the Sunnah to establish the existence of Allah with that person? You can't, because he doesn't believe Allah exists. Now we're going to tell him Allah said, I don't believe he exists to begin with. You're telling me he said, and you want me to believe what he said? La. So you must use other evidence. You know, one of the evidences, brothers and sisters in Islam, which the scholars use, number one, they use the intellect. Two, al-fitrah. The dua, sometimes that you make dua, even if you're a, if a person is a kafir, he makes dua and Allah answers his dua. One of the evidences is Sharia, Shara, the deen of Allah that he brought down. How a person would be living a wicked life, a miserable life, he is despicable in the eyes of society. He's backbiting, he's stealing, he's drinking, his life is messed up, he's about to get divorced, his kids are complaining, probably the family service are about to take his kids away from him. And immediately when he begins implementing one side of the Sharia, the beliefs, the character, and the rituals, you find his life what? Back in order, back in shape. This is why Sharia was defined to be a source of water. Like water gives life to material things, Sharia gives life to the dead hearts, to the wicked souls. ولذلك, look, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ. O ye who believe, respond to Allah and to the Messenger. Pay attention here. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When they invite you to do what will give you life. Wallahi ya ikhwa, you see it. An individual who was drinking, smoking dope, probably doing cocaine, and he was messed up. And when he turns into this deen and begin applying it in his lives, everything changes. Everything changes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in a beautiful verse in Surah Al-An'am. Look at this. Awa man kana mayta. The one who was dead, فَأَحْيَيْنَا, we given him life, he's alive again, through the Sharia, through the deen, through the religion. Not only this, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. When he walks amongst people, he's a light for people. Look at him, he does this, he does that, let's do like him. He did not only resurrect himself, rather, he resurrected the people he mingles with. Brothers and sisters in Islam, like I said, this is the second khutbah, inshallah, and thanks to Newt Gingrich, he triggered this. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, today, I want to talk to you about the attributes, the qualities, the characteristics of the Sharia al-Islamiyah, of the Islamic Sharia, of the law in Islam, brothers and sisters in Islam. And I will share with you just four of them. The first one, brothers and sisters in Islam, and look at this symbol. It's from Allah. That's it. That should put your heart to rest. Why? There is a verse in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. His is the creation and also the Sharia. شوف. Look in تبارك what? أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ. Doesn't the one who created know what fixes his creation? When you go and buy a Honda, a car, do they give you a Toyota manual or a Honda manual? They give you a Ford manual? Huh? They give you a Toyota manual because Toyota made the car. They know how to take care of the car. Allah made you and me. Now He knows how to take care of us. That is why He brought down the deen, the sharia, that if you implement in your lives, your happiness in this world is granted, and your success in the hereafter, inshallah, will be given. Add to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, وهذا كلام ابن القيم رحمه الله. He says, أسماء الله وصفاته في شرع الله. Allah's names and attributes manifest themselves in the Sharia of Allah. This is why you will find the Sharia of Allah full of mercy, because He is all merciful. Full of justice, because He is fair and adl. Full of wisdom, because He is all wise. Full of benefits. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم. What benefit does Allah get for you to go through hardships? You think the deen came for you to go through hardships? لا. The deen came لسعادة البشر, to make you happy in this world. This is why the religion, the sharia came. الدين أصله يسر. في أصله يسر. To begin with is يسر. The fact that the religion, brothers and sisters in Islam, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shows you the mercy, the wisdom, shows you the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك يا إخوة, any law that departs from mercy to cruelty, from justice to oppression, from wisdom, the word is frutility, and from benefits to harm, even if it is in the Sharia, rest assured that somebody misunderstood the Sharia. Because the Sharia of Islam was founded on those two, wisdom and benefits. Add to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, when you know that the Sharia, the laws, the commands, the prohibitions are from Allah, النفوس تعظمها. People will exalt it. Man, this is from Allah. I'll give you a practical living example. The year 1917, in that place, in the United States of America, some good senator, his consciousness still alive, he saw the consequences of alcohol on his citizens, on America. So he introduced a bill in order to ban alcohol. Some of you may not be aware of that. In America, in the United States of America, actually, there was an initiative from the year 1922 and then until the year 1933 to actually stop people from drinking. تجريم الالكحول. If you have alcohol in public, felony, take him to jail. Allah. What happened? It's coming from the people, from the senator. That's a human life. What made him right? طب شوف في صحيح البخاري, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally answered the dua of Umar, اللهم أنزل لنا في الخمر قولا شافيا. Umar kept making dua, oh Allah, bring down to us in liquor, in intoxicants, a criterion. The verse was revealed. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. It's from Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh you who believe. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. خمر is حرام now. في حديث أنس في صحيح البخاري, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the verse was revealed, he sent a caller throughout Medina. يا أيها الناس, O mankind, إن الله حرم الخمر. Allah has made خمر حرام. They tell you that the morning, the corridors of Medina were flooding with خمر. Anas said one of the companions had the cup right here. Right here. من الله تعظيم الأمر. When the command comes from Allah, خالقني خلقني, He created me, He knows what is good for me. But another person makes a law, what makes this guy right? And you start doubting his credential, sometimes his credibility. Add to this, ya ikhwa, the only law, by the way, did this succeed? I guess you see a living example right now. We have something called medical marijuana. Not only alcohol, you can go and smoke a joint out in the street like this. It didn't work. You know how many fatalities, the year 2015, how many fatalities, death in America because of alcohol, just alcohol related fatalities, death, 88,000 souls die in America because of alcohol. And a lot of them, high school, until 18, until some 25. The margin is high there. Number four, cause of death in America, alcohol. And yet يقول لك الشريعة أو مش الشريعة, ما هو يا رجل ما هو الشريعة بيقول الخمر حرام. So one of the first attributes, the first quality, the first characteristic, and we gotta talk about this, ya ikhwa. حبب الناس في الشريعة. We gotta make people love Sharia. Don't be scared from the word. Don't. This is my deen. I don't care about Newt Gingrich, what he thinks. I live in America. I abide by the laws of the land. This is not gonna change. But I love my deen. I love my Sharia. Don't shy away from the word. It comes to you from Allah, the one who created you, the one who made you. The second characteristic of the Sharia, the second attribute, we said we're going to mention four. The second attribute of the Sharia, brothers and sisters in Islam, it's preserved. محفوظة. Because some of you may say, طب يا شيخ, يعني you said it's from Allah. طب ما هو شريعة اليهود from Allah. The Sharia of Moses from Allah. The first attribute, I told you the one thing that distinguishes the Islamic Sharia from the other Sharia, whether it is from Allah or whether it is from man-made Sharia, I mentioned that it's from Allah. طيب, what about the Sharia of Musa? It's from Allah. The Sharia of Isa, it's from Allah. Ah, من الله في مبدئها في مطلعها. Yeah, the beginning from Allah. But the hands of people got to it. they changed it. But once it comes to our Sharia, it's preserved. That's why, ya ikhwa, when we address the subject, don't think that the Shaykh is afraid that the Sharia of Islam is going to go away. Wallah, if he thinks the blues, if Newt Gingrich and 300 like him, هو الذي إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون, this deen will be preserved. تشوف preserved how? Look at those three. في الصدور, في السطور, وعملا. في الصدور, people memorize the Quran. I shared this with you before. You know the term حافظ, حافظ, يقول لك الآن أنا حافظ يا شيخ, أنا حافظ, حافظ يا أخويا, he means حافظ القرآن. لا لا لا, when the term حافظ originally was initiated, it referred to those who memorized the Sunnah. يقول لك الحافظ ابن حجر, not because he memorizes the Quran, لا, the memorizes the Sunnah. وبعدين he doesn't memorize the matn only, not only the statement of the Prophet. لا, يقول لك حدثني, so and so, the chain of transmitters محفوظ. We have children who memorize the Quran, children under the age of 10, محفوظ في الصدور, في الصدور. Bring somebody who memorizes the Old Testament or the New Testament, ما يوجد. Two, في السطور, written. القرآن مكتوب, مصاحف. Look at the مصحف, identical. You make a مصحف in Turkey, you make a مصحف in America, you make a مصحف in Indonesia, identical. Go and address somebody with the Bible, which version, which you can pile up 500 like this. They go like, you have the translation. Some of them, they answer, they say, well, you have Muhsin Khan, and you have Sayyid Ali, and you have this. Come, come, Habibi, come, Habibi. We can always go back to the origin. But you making a copy from a copy, what is the origin? What language did Jesus speak? What language? What? English? German? Don't tell me Hebrew. No, Aramaic. Aramaic, Syriac, that doesn't exist now. Show me a text, a New Testament in that language. Where it is? So all you have is a copy. So now you make a copy from it. Yeah, I have Muhsin Khan, I have Sayyid Ali, I have all those people who attempted to translate the meanings of the Quran. But if they mess up, I grab him, come, let's go back to the origin. In Arabic right here. Why did you say that? Mahfouz. شريعة محفوظة عملا, also in action. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always be a group of my ummah believing in this deen, implementing it. They may be outnumbered, they may be pushed around, they may be ridiculed, they may be picked on, but there will always a group of my ummah who know this deen and will implement it. فالدين محفوظ, الدين محفوظ. But الشرائع الأخرى, the other شرائع, the one that started initially from Allah, got distorted. وفي سنن الترمذي من حديث عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه في قصة إسلامه, in his story of becoming a Muslim, he said, رضي الله عنه, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي عنقي صليب من ذهب. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I had on my neck a big cross made out of gold. فجلست بين يدي, I sat in front of him. فقال يا عدي, he said, يا عدي, اخلع هذا الوثن, take off that idol from your neck. And then I heard him reciting the verse in Surah At-Tawbah, Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their rabbis and their priests as lords, as gods worshipped beside Allah. Adi immediately said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, لا نعبدهم. We do not worship them. We do not worship them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, ألا يحرمون ما أحل الله؟ ألا يحلون ما حرم الله؟ Don't they make lawful, halalize the unlawful? Don't they make unlawful the lawful? This is how you worship them. تلك عبادتهم. فديننا محفوظ. شريعتنا محفوظة. It's preserved. It's protected. So this is two. Two more to go. Number three. عموميتها وشموليتها وكمالها. It's comprehensive, encompassing, complete. And subhanAllah, living in America amongst Christians, you know, who deviated or distorted the religion of Isa? A self-claimed disciple. He never met Isa, by the way, at all in his life. His name is Shaul. That's Saul. That's another name. But the famous name now, Paul. Paul of Tarsus. He used to live in a city in Syria called Tarsus. Actually, during the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, before Isa was raised, I'm sorry, this is a misquote here. Before Isa was raised, Isa is up there, he did not die. So before he was raised, his main job was to persecute the followers of Isa. He is the one that Christians are following right now, for your information. Christians are not following Isa. What did he do? After Prophet Isa was raised, he said, I was traveling from Jerusalem to Damascus. And one of like these extreme Sufi stories, by all the sudden I saw a light. Then Prophet Isa appeared to me. And that's, if somebody tells you that story in Islam, you go like, sabah al-ful. You go like, while your heart is resting, you go like, sabah al-ful. Imagine. So he saw him, I said, Saul. He said to me, Saul, why are you fighting me? Go and spread my teachings. So he attempted to go and teach a distorted virgin amongst Bani Israel in Palestine. The disciples of Isa alayhi salam stood against him, said, oh, get out of here. This is not what Jesus taught. That's not it. He basically started teaching the atonement, that he was crucified, the Son of God. He said, get out of here. Get out. So he went out to Cyprus, to the Roman Empire, Greece. There he found a fertile land. So the Sharia of Isa originally was for Bani Israel, not for the Gentiles, like he claimed. You see, he claimed that I'm going to go, and Jesus told me, go and preach my message to mankind. La. The Sharia, the deen of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, was for the children of Israel. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ, Isa ibn Maryam said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, O children of Israel, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ, I'm Allah's messenger to you. To you. But the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is for all men. mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, inni rasulullah ilaykum jami'a. I'm Allah's messenger to all of you. This is why, ya ikhwa, it's a big mistake to say that sharia was befitting the time of the Prophet. La, this sharia is encompassing the place, the time, the persons, the people. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was given five that no other messenger was given before me. Every messenger was sent to his own people. The sharia of Musa is good for Bani Israel. The sharia of Isa is good for Bani Israel. The sharia of Lut is good for Qawm Lut. The sharia wa ila madyan akhahum, to Madyan. But the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for everyone in the face of this earth. And it addresses every subject. Look at this. It addresses your relationship with Allah. اتق الله حيثما كن. Your relationship with you, between you and you. وَإِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقْ. Abu Darda, when he fasted every day, prayed tahajjud all night long, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your body has a right upon you. The sharia teaches you how to go inside the bathroom. One of the people actually said this, your deen teaches you even how to relieve yourself. Yes. Yes, how to go to the bathroom. And he started, you enter with your left, you don't use your right hand in cleaning yourself. You have to use, if you use a rock or something, you have to use it three times. And you enter with your right, and you say, A'udhu bika min al-khubth wal-khaba'ith, and in the word you say, Ghufran. Ah, everything. The sharia teaches you how to deal with other people, including non-Muslims. The sharia, brothers and sisters in Islam, is encompassing. There is one more, inshaAllah, I'll share with you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفُرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. So the sharia from Allah makes it special. It's preserved, protected from addition, deletion, anything. No cutting, no pasting on it. Three, encompassing, comprehensive, perfect, complete. Number four, and the last, inshallah, there is more to add, but for the sake of time, وسطيتها, balanced, moderate. In the area of beliefs, you find people saying there is no God. We're like, ما فيش إله. And thanks to Darwin. And this is, by the way, yani, Christians, they complain about Islam taking away Christians. Actually, a lot of Christians are leaving Christianity to atheism. It's called ilhad, no dinya. And thank you to the educational system. When you teach the kids that you are an ape, huh? And mother nature and all that stuff. That's how you end up with atheists. So actually, it's a religion now. Atheism is a religion. Al-ilhad is a religion. And that terminology, separation between the church and the state, it's not right now, because you're really promoting atheism, which is a religion. In the other hand, you find people who worship the created, people who worship in cows, people who worship the sun, people who worship the tree, or people who worship a group of gods together. But look at Islam, balanced in the middle. There is a God and he is one and only. No one is like him. Sharia mu'tadila. Messengers. Let's take Isa, for example, Prophet Isa. What did the Jews say about him? Liar. His mother got him out of adultery. Imagine this. That's why he spoke in the cradle, to protect the honor of his mother. Look at the other extreme. The other extreme. He's God. He's the son of God. He's one of three. Ya jama'at al-khir. Look at the sharia. Ya jama'at al-khir. Libas. He's a messenger from Allah, but he's not God. So, balance. ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كان يأكلان الطعام. He's a messenger who came in a chain of messengers. Look at الأخلاق. Character. You know, there are some people out there who are المثاليين. They want the human being to be what? An angel. يقول لك مثالي. أفلاطون ومش عارف إيه. That stuff that... The ideal human. And there are the people who want the human to be what? Like an animal, fulfilling his desires regardless of any moral system. Islam in the middle tells you, listen, we're human beings, we must strive to be good, but we're not perfect. We're going to fall into trouble. We're going to have shortcomings. And this is where there is repentance. There is istighfar. Middle. Akhlaq. Ibadah. Look, worship. Three individuals came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they ask about the manner of his worship. Hadith Anas radiallahu anhu. One of them said what? I'll pray tahajjud every single night. No sleep all night long. The other one said what? I will fast every single day. The third one said what? No woman. Like a monk. But Prophet ﷺ say, no, that's not it. Moderate. Listen, I fast and I breakfast. I pray at night, I sleep at night. And I marry a woman. I make a family. And this is my deen, the moderate way. He saw one of his wives putting a robe in the masjid. Putting a robe in the masjid. So that when she gets tired, she would hold on the robe so that she can pray. Take it out. Pray as much as you can. When you get tired, take rest. Akhlaq, mu'amalat, transactions. Look at the transactions. Transactions. You got capitalism. That's where we live, by the way. And you got what? Ishtirakiyya, communism. Look. حق الفرد وحق المجتمع. Communism says everything belongs to what? State. The denial of the individual property. And you got capitalism promotes that. Islam comes in the middle. Say, listen. You have a right to your property. Even a woman in Islam has a right to her property. But when the right of the individual contradicts the right of the community, who takes precedence? The community. But individuals have given rights. Look, the issue of divorce in divorce. Christians, by the way, they don't believe in divorce. If you marry a wife in Christianity, you know what? It's done. History. Yani the devoted Christians. Yeah. طيب, Jews, they tell you what? If you divorce your wife, you can't take her back. If you tell her, I divorce you, خلاص. She's no longer your wife. Islam comes and says he can divorce her and he can take her back after the first two revocable divorces. In the middle. Last, ya ikhwa, and not the least, inshallah, this will continue next khutbah, inshallah. We come to the penal code. The criminal, the 80 verses. A lot of the hudud in Islam are mosaic. You know what mosaic means? From the Torah. The stoning is in the Torah. Fi Sahih al-Bukhari, look at this story. Because we had Jews living in Medina during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man and a woman from the Jewish community committed adultery. So they said, let's go and ask the Prophet ﷺ what he will do. In a way, they were testing him, and in a way, they are trying to find a way out of stoning. Because also, the way that they used to do it, if the noble from the community would commit adultery, they would blacken their faces and they would put them on a donkey facing their backs, and then they have them just tour around. If he's what? From the elite, this is his punishment. But he's from the public, stoning. And don't we read in the story of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, when they wanted to stone her? Huh? It's there, I mean, even if it is correct, the story. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, those two individuals committed adultery, what are you going to do? He said, I will implement the Torah. Bring the Torah and read it to me. For they brought the Torah. Who was sitting next to him? The first Jewish rabbi who accepted Islam, whose name is Abdullah ibn Salam. So the person read the Torah and he placed his finger on the part that says stone them to death, and he said it's flogging. Abdullah ibn Salam whispered to the Prophet ﷺ, he's lying, Ya Rasulullah, ask him to remove his finger, ask him to remove his finger. And it was there. But overall, brothers and sisters in Islam, once it comes to the penal code of Islam, the penal system, the criminal punishments, cutting hands, stoning to death, we live in America. We abide by the laws of the land. We cannot implement this. Again, I repeat, all the commands, those 80 verses, talking about the criminal punishments, talking about the penal system, the penal code in Islam, who is being addressed by it? Those who are in authority. The Congress of the United States, the House of Representatives. If they choose to implement this, we're going to say thank you to them. If they do not choose to, we have to abide by the laws of the land. So dear Mr. Gingrich, we love our Sharia. We adore it. It's one of a kind. We love it. And we're here to share this with you. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today please, after the salah, if you can allow just a couple of minutes. The Al-Ansar Pantry is one of the greatest projects, da'wah-related projects in Colorado. Basically, they offer food and other beneficial stuff for people who are homeless. And it's a non-profit. And they benefited our community that they're located at the Colfax Plaza. Actually, they rent from our community. So they pay us rent every month. فإن شاء الله they have their fundraising tomorrow. Some place, maybe we could announce it to you. But really out of good gesture to them, we're not going to do a fundraising. After the salah, I'm going to ask you kindly if you can give $1, $2, $3. Just to encourage these brothers. We just want to go tomorrow, inshallah, say Darul Tawheed is in support of your initiative. Because it's the best practical da'wah that you can do. You see, we can talk about Sharia, 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 Sharia. But the best way to do what they do in Africa. That's what they do in Africa. They build hospitals, they build schools, and they tell Jesus did this for you. Jesus did this for you. We can do that little here in America through offering food to the people who need it. And without forcing them, maybe they will think about it. Inshallah, after the salah, if you spare a couple of minutes, inshallah, this is not a fundraising, it's just a plea for fund, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairah.